Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential! Call now! 1-800-567-6071. That's 800-567-6071. 800-567-6071.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-639-8620. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-639-8620. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-639-8620. That's 1-800-639-8620.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy. And for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I'm sexy and I know it.
I've always heard the commercial about the blind, you know, taking the donation for the blind people. I've heard that commercial. I never.
We know that's your favorite.
I know, but
you've always made fun of it.
I know, but I've never paid attention to the commercials before that, really, until tonight, because I was just sitting there in a daze, and they are offering a service. You can find a college that gives you a laptop for free. And I'm on their website now. You literally can search for colleges that you can attend online, but they'll also give you a freaking laptop.
Yeah.
So and if then you're searching for them online, why do you need a laptop?
There you go.
Plus, you have to take out $20,000 in loans. So.
I just think it's hilarious. They have searches for everything anymore. They've narrowed this down to colleges that will give you a freaking laptop.
We've got follow-up stories tonight on Off the Hook Radio that are very important, but we have breaking news, really important breaking news, affecting one of the Off the Hook Radio personalities. Slim, since it's you, I think you should explain this to our listening audience. Folks, pay attention. This is really
important.
And if you're friends with Slim, don't piss him off.
Yeah, really.
Hold your hand out.
But no, I never wanted anyone to know this. It's really kind of been a secret. But the rest of the world's coming out. I've got to stand my ground. I've got to let everyone know. But yeah, Prince adopted me years ago.
You are Prince's adopted son.
I am Prince Nelson's adopted son. Yes.
Yeah, see, it's me. And everybody thought your last name was Natzel.
Wow. Yeah. That's just the cover.
See, I know what happened though. Because I saw your birth certificate when I was up there. Well, your birth certificate had a symbol for a last name, and when they translated it, they just screwed it up a little bit. They said Nelson.
That's kind of, yeah, that's, yeah. That's.
Well, that's just awesome.
It is.
You have much more of a legitimate claim than most of these people.
I do, but yeah, I want my 7 million.
I think so. Well, you look so much alike.
I do.
I wouldn't even thought you were adopted. I would have thought you were his natural child.
And, yeah. You know, some have thought that, but no, it's an adoption. It really is.
Well, you both basically have the same ass. None.
None.
So you could be his son.
Yeah. I could.
You You want to be Prince's love child. That's awesome.
Seven million.
I love
now it. Now, where did the 7 million? I mean, are they just that's handing out like 7 million?
That's what the other people that have stepped forward and, you know, have claimed that Prince left a will and they get 7 million in this supposed will. So mine says 7 million too. I got a will. I have it.
Plus, you've got the last name.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
I know where the Off the Hook Radio will be ending as soon as this court case is over. I guarantee you.
Oh, we're awful.
Slim's gonna be on a beach in the Caribbean somewhere.
I wish.
Oh man!
No more apple cider for you.
Hell no, margaritas.
So if you're friends with Slim now, stay friends with him. He's going to be collecting soon.
Along with everybody else, it comes.
Yeah, too bad it wasn't 100 million. But
I'll take a million. It doesn't even have to be seven. I won't be.
I know, but
100 grand. I can
be.
How about ten bucks?
There you go. Hey, just to know it came from Prince's estate, that's freaking awesome in itself. I wouldn't spend that $10. I'd frame it.
Well, we've got like $11 in our UFundMe account.
Probably. We didn't end up making our quota for the UFundMe.
Yeah, we were trying. You know, you guys listen to the show regularly. You should know. You know, we were trying to buy the Playboy Mansion from Hugh Hefner. And we were going to use
it. No, we weren't buying it from Hugh Hefner because he was staying.
Yeah. Well, we were buying it from the company, and
we were buying it from somebody. And
you were staying, and we were going to start the splooge tour, the Off the Hook Radio splooge tour, and you know, black lights would be you know,
everywhere.
They'd be available for purchase, you know, just like you buy the headsets at the NASCAR race and stuff. And
We rent them too. We got to rent.
We figured we could pay back the GoFundMe people with the splooge tour proceeds, and it was a hell of a good idea. But apparently, one of our listeners must be a gentleman by the name of Darren Metropolis. He's a principal of the equity firm Metropolis and Company. He bought the adjacent property to the Playboy Mansion in 2009. Okay, now here's the thing. The adjacent property, he paid $18 million for Mrs. Hefner's property. That's where his former wife raised their two kids. Okay. He bought it in 2009 for $18 million. All right. In 2009, Mr. Metropolis was 25 years old. And he's buying an $18 million property next to the Playboy Mansion. Now he's going to spend approximately $100 million to buy the splooge tour property. Okay, this guy is an investment genius. He heard our story. He realized what a great idea the splooge tour was. And this guy's ponying up $100 million to get this property.
So our $11 won't like challenge him for it?
No.
We couldn't even buy a ticket to our own splooge tour for $11.
What were they originally asking? What was the original asking price for this? $200. That's right. I just couldn't remember exactly what it was. And I think if I remember correctly, Larry Flint said it wasn't worth $8 million.
Well, the real estate people are saying it's worth somewhere in the $27 to $30 million range,
and that's only because of it being a historical.
Yeah, well, Metropolis is
place
using
is a fucking dump. Really,
it's long past its prime. It needs upgrade. It needs renovations.
It's a dump. And there is no way that place is worth $100 million. But you know, I, on the basis of historical purposes and the fact that it's, you know, some of the biggest parties of entertainment have been held there. Some of the biggest orgies of all time have been held there. I mean. That place is it's
well, Mr. Metropolis. Mr. Metropolis, who's now 32 years old, said in a statement he's less interested in the fame the mansion earned over the last four decades as a playground for Playboy bunnies and more interested in preserving his architectural pedigree. Yeah, and I bought Playboy for the articles. There you go.
Well, there's no more proofs.
The home's architect is Arthur Roland Kelly, who designed hundreds of homes in the LA area. The heritage is, this is a direct quote, the heritage of this property transcends its celebrity and to have the opportunity to serve as its steward would be a true privilege, Mr. Metropolis said.
Yeah, but
he declined to disclose the purchase price, but one of the lawyers said it was a nine figure. Jeffrey Hyland, president of Hilton, said the price was nine digits, which means it's $100 million plus. Okay.
So it could have been the 200 that Hugh was asking. I mean, it very well could have. But I remember recently they spiced up the offer to the mansion. Remember when they threw the business, the company, the name, the website, the magazine? They threw it all in. No one bit because Hugh was staying.
Plus the 90-year-old Hefner got thrown in. Yeah.
They threw it all in and no one bit. So I want to know, is this guy, you know, did he actually buy the entire empire? Because if he did, he didn't buy this. You know, he really bought it for the empire, not for the freaking house. I mean, the house is a fucking dump. It really is.
It's adjoining his property, so he's going to have the 7.3 acres. The total.
Wow. He's trying to keep a Justin Bieber from buying the place. That's what it is. But, again, I don't think they would. It's a dump. Oh, well.
Oh, Mr. Metropolis, 32 years old, is the former co-chief executive of Pabst Brewing Company. And his firm, along with Apollo Global Management in 2013, when he was 29, purchased the Hostess brands. They're the makers of Twinkies, revitalizing the brand. Remember when Hostess was... Yep. Twinkies were
no longer, and then Twinkies came
in? He was the guy who bought it. So he knows a good business opportunity when he sees one. And obviously, he heard about the splooge.
He's hooky up. What a son. I sent him a cease and desist. CB, can you get our lawyers on the phone?
Well, the
we have lawyers?
We do somewhere.
The real estate.
Better call Saul. Yeah.
The real estate.
I know you've gotten attacked by plenty of lawyers. Maybe we could use one of them.
The real estate fee on large properties is generally only about 5%.
Just cut off the salutation at the bottom of your cease and desist from American Idol and send that.
I think we need to split $5 million. I think we are entitled to.
We should be. We absolutely.
Slim's already
should.
Getting seven.
Well, I'm getting seven from Prince, but I want my share of this deal too. This was our.
Yeah, he can have his 1.6 from Oz. You and I'll take 1.7.
I better not find.
He's Prince's son, so fuck him. But you know, we'll take that for Fran CB.
Okay.
All right. So there you go. No.
What we should do with the extra 100,000 is give it to the Heritage for the Blind. Buy some cards.
No, maybe they'll stop asking for
I'll buy them some Google driverless cars.
There you go.
Because that's what the hell they need. Hey, speaking of people in need.
Scott McIntyre, Uber.
And for you people who don't watch American Idol, you didn't get that too bad. It was funny.
We liked it.
it was damn funny. I always worry about Sir Daryl, the owner of All Digital Radio.
We always worry. He's the boss. We have to worry about him.
But yeah, he worries us more and more since he's not doing his show as often anymore, and you know, his daughter's going off to college and everything, and he's got all these pressures on him, and he's a vegan. He's trying to live longer and eat healthy, and that's his thing. Fine.
Other's way.
You know, we tease him with our bacon stories and stuff all the time. But you know, There's a bunch of anti-vegan, Nazi-type groups running around the world. And in the country of Georgia, a sausage-wielding gang of Nazis attacked a vegan cafe. I mean, sausage-wielding. Okay, they didn't come in with Uzis. You know, they didn't come in with a bomb strapped to their chest. They came in with sausages. They threw grilled meat at the patrons at the Kiwi Cafe in Tbilisi. Okay, grilled meat, the horrors for the vegan patrons. The cafe was having an English language movie screening when the group came and started the violence. They pulled out grilled meat, sausages, fish, and started eating them and then throwing them at customers before starting to smoke, which is also forbidden. Vegans can't smoke either. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm assuming they probably can't smoke in the restaurants anyway.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know a vegan couldn't smoke. So Daryl couldn't light up a cigarette or a cigar if he wanted to? He couldn't sit down to a nice Cuban?
Get this, Slimbo. Oh. When the owners tried to get the sausage-wielding, who they keep referring to as Nazis in here, although I don't know any Nazis in the country of Georgia, but all right, whatever. They tried to get him to leave. A fight started and spilled out in the street. Now, get this. the cafe owners say neighbors who aren't happy with a vegan establishment being located there joined in to help the sausage-wielding Nazi. His own neighbors turned on him.
Oh, that's so
bad. So the attackers left before the police arrived, although the cafe owners say some of their workers were brought into the police office for interrogation. There was another incident where the group had been asking questions about whether foreigners, gays, or other members of the LGBT community had frequented the cafe. The incident comes
amid, they might like sausages.
Amid growing concerns about far-right nationalism in the country, in April, a group of mass youth took to the streets to protest immigration Islamization. Well, wait a minute. I thought the Islamists are against the LGBT community. These people can't decide what the hell side they're on.
Republicans and Democrats and LGBT. Nobody knows what side they're on. Nobody even knows what bathroom to pee in.
If you Google, can vegans smoke? This is what I found.
All right.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. We all know smoking is bad, and we all know we should probably quit. But as an addicted cigarette smoker, chances are we will only quit when and if we are ready to. Smoking is not healthy at all and doesn't reflect the healthy lifestyle most vegans choose. However, there are some vegans that have this addiction and can't quit or fully enjoy the act of smoking. Most cigarette brands contain castoreum, which is a chemical created from a beaver's anal gland.
Oh, yep. Baby.
Yep, you read that right. Most cigarettes contain beaver ass. So it's not vegan.
Cigarettes are not vegan.
Nope. Damn. So we know.
I think though that this kind of sausage hooliganism is bound to come to Chicago sooner or later, and I think we need to do something to protect Daryl.
No.
If you could put up an anti.
No.
No, let him fend for himself.
Why don't we just take the sausages?
Have a
wild
barbecue.
We'd be defending Daryl, and we'd get sausage.
I think we should stand outside Daryl's residence with grills. And if the sausage efforts show up there, we just offer them, you know, put them on the grill, warm them up, slap a little, mustard on them. Kosher mustard's good, but that might offend them.
What about sauerkraut? They are Nazis.
It's Chicago. In Chicago, sauerkraut's always good.
Yep.
You know, and I think we need to protect Daryl and Slim. I can't understand you about to come in all this money. You might even be able to go meet Jennifer Hudson like he did last night. He was hanging out with her and shit again.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
He thinks he's special. He hung out with Jennifer Hudson last night.
Yeah. Remember that haircut he was showing off to us just a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
Did you see how long his hair was in the pictures with Jennifer Hudson?
I don't even want to think of
it. Daryl has extensions. Sir D is so purdy. He's so purdy. I guess he figured Ali died. He's the next one to be purdy. He is so purdy.
Yeah, I'm looking at his picture now.
Yeah.
With Jennifer Hudson from last night.
Look at that. Look at that long hair. How did his hair grow that much in 2 months?
Extensions. Uh-huh. He went to the weave shop, the one that didn't burn down.
Well, if you're not going to protect Daryl, as I think you should, and I think you should feel ashamed that you don't want to protect Daryl. But that being said, Slim, maybe we can get these Georgian sausage-wielding terrorists to get a real job. Because I think we found a real job for him this week. CB, you found this, right?
Yes, I did.
The job title is Bacon Critic.
Ooh.
It's an actual job, and it could be all yours.
Now, is it cooked bacon or raw bacon or just any kind of bacon?
Yeah, well, if it's raw, I don't want this job.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. But maybe you look at the bacon and you see its marbling and how it's cut and all that stuff.
And
it could be all sophisticated kind of shit.
The website is called Extra Crispy. The Extra Crispy website. I should put that in the shop box here. Folks want to sign up.
Copy.
I'm going to put Extra Crispy in the shop box. There it is. Paste. Boom. Okay, there you go. You can go to Extra Crispy. It's a website dedicated to all things breakfast, and they are hiring an official bacon critic to write about bacon. According to the job description, this lucky soul would spend, quote, 3-month appointment researching, writing about, obsessing over, and critiquing bacon.
Then you're fired.
Yeah, I guess it's only a temp.
Well, it's like a contract. It's a temp job.
But if you're interested, you got to submit a 600-word essay that recounts your favorite bacon memory.
Write a freaking one paragraph essay.
I could write a 600-word essay, but they'd have to publish it in Penthouse Letters. You think that would get me in?
No.
Well, bacon is sexy, is it not?
Yeah, I've got a very kinky bacon story from a few years ago.
I wonder if you can send
lead off with that. I mean, I'm assuming you have to give them an example of your work.
Yeah, you got to sell yourself. I mean,
yeah,
they want someone with a huge passion for the cured meat, so I guess I have to invite the lady too.
That's okay.
Not sure. This is getting more complicated as we go.
I understand that, but it is bacon.
The person must also possess serious writing chops. I can do that. An unmistakable voice. Well, that's
serious writing pork chops or just chops?
I'm already qualified there. And a sense of adventure. Hello. The job description adds, writers with funny and memorable stories are preferred, so let it all
hang
out.
There you go.
Well, I was letting it all hang out. That's where my story comes from.
See, definitely. You should unretire right now. Could being a bacon critic bring you out of retirement?
I think so.
There you go.
I wouldn't mind letting it hang out if I get free bacon. You know, it's kind of like, just kind of be like Nude Gardening Day plus bacon. I don't see where that's a problem.
Yeah, but you know,
and if there is, you know, all these things can be worked out. Anything can be worked out.
You probably got to buy your own bacon, though.
Do you buy bacon, Slim?
Yeah.
What's buying a little more? I mean, come on.
But you're fired in 3 months.
So what? You'd have all the bacon in the world.
Yeah, plus you'd be more famous.
Oh, the winner will be compensated at a fee to be negotiated.
That's okay. Just give me bacon or give me death.
Yeah, I don't need a fee. Just give me free bacon.
Yeah, that's all we want.
Okay. I have to ask a question, only because something here just popped up on the eligibility. And this goes back to Miss Universe last night, and I'm really going to feel stupid when you guys give me this answer. And I could have Googled it, but I didn't even think about it.
It's all right.
Last night they said that there was 52 contestants. Well, I understand the 50 and the 51, but who is 52?
The 50. Oh, well, if Obama was running, it would be 57 because he visited all 57 states.
Probably right? U.S. Virgin Islands.
But you can't criticize him because he's smarter than all of us. No. What there was... There was an online thing where they picked some girl at random.
That was number 52.
Yeah, that was the segment.
I looked at my wife and I said, I don't remember there being 52 states. I said, did I miss something somewhere? And then I just forgot to even actually Google it because, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I was just pissed at
every girl
I picked.
District of Columbia lady is the 101, so she was technically 51 anyway. That's not even a state, but very attractive woman, a lieutenant in the Army.
Yeah.
26 years old, I do believe, which is...
Her answer was exceptional when they asked her about... And she actually got a great question because she's in the Army, and her question was about the Army and the fact that women are allowed to take a higher combat roles in the government or in the military. And
right.
She was her answer was great. How about the girl who stumbled on the economics question?
Oh, the California chick?
Oh,
she just wanted to go, I'm a commie, I'm a commie, I'm a commie, and she wasn't allowed to say that. So she got screwed up. She's like a Bernie supporter. Why would Bernie Sanders be good for America? He's honest, man. Yeah, he's honest. He's turned us into socialism. Yeah, that's cool, man.
She was asked, one of the biggest challenges facing the United States. Oh, you damn pop up. One of the biggest challenges facing the United States is social and economic inequality. How do we narrow the gap between the rich and poor? And she replied, when it comes to social and economic inequality, I think that the rich and the poor need to stop being so segregated. I think there needs to be a middle class. I think that the rich need to, and that was all she gave us. Because she didn't know what the fuck else to say.
The rich need to
pay less taxes and hire more poor people.
She was so fucking confused.
Well, she's probably never had a job. She's a beauty.
Of course not. No. And then they asked the one chick who she'd vote for, Hillary or Trump. And I think she took the best approach. I mean, she didn't pick either one. And I don't think that was a fair question. I don't think anybody should have been put on the spot and asked, should you vote for or will you vote for Trump or Hillary? That was classless. I mean, absolutely horrible.
I know what I'd have said. I just said, I'm voting against everybody who voted in the primaries that gave us this as a choice. Thanks a lot, America, you assholes. Oops, I won't win? Oh, too bad. I don't want to represent you anyway if one of those jerk-offs is going to be our president.
That's a really long answer.
I don't care. Yeah, it was better than the California girl's answer, though, damn it.
Oh, yeah, she fucked.
I like that, just stop.
She didn't. She just.
I'm going to talk for a while, and then I'm going to run out of words.
She just fucking stopped. And then she just looked at us, and then finally somebody, you know, cut the ice. I mean, it was just so dramatic. I mean, it was like, oh, it was horrible. I felt so bad for her because she obviously had no idea what to say, none whatsoever, or she didn't understand the question. And I think that's part of it because, you know, these girls are not, and I'm not being mean, but they,
some of them are rocket scientists.
You are. You're absolutely correct. But the majority.
Not California.
No, I understand that. Not some of them actually are.
No,
they had one girl who actually was a rocket scientist, which I thought was pretty
funny. It was just funny.
Then they probably asked her a makeup question or something. Yeah.
It was such a boring event, though. It really was. I mean, it was so dry. And I mean, I remember I've watched these every year, the Miss Universe and Miss USA and the Miss Teen USA. Watch them all. And they don't ever seem to be so, I don't know. It's just because it's at least something different other than the everyday crap that's on. But I don't know if it was just the two hosts. I guess it all boils back down to the best TV show host is Ryan Seacrest, and none of these people are him, so.
Is that the one Trump owns?
No, well, I don't know. No, does he own that? Didn't he get kicked?
I thought it was Miss America.
No.
I don't know what this was. What am I talking about?
This was Miss USA.
I think this is the one he owns. No, and I'll tell you, they had it at the new T-Mobile Center in Vegas. That's where all the UFC fights are going to be from now on. It's a joint venture with MGM and a couple other companies, but it's supposed to be absolutely fantastic. And this was like the first big event since it opened.
Oh, yeah, you are correct. Trump does own Miss USA.
Yeah. See, that's what that's the question they should ask him. How do you feel about the color orange?
Orange is the new black. Yes.
That's right. Yes. New season coming out soon. I saw
the article. Do you know how to mix mortar for a wall?
Me? No.
No. Yeah, that's a question to ask.
These are Trump questions.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh,
Slim, get with
the I'm typing something. Sorry, my bad. I got you now.
Yeah. So I don't know. Trump's a effing trip, but you know, how the hell do you pick? You got a thief and a dork.
Yeah.
Jill Stein. Yep.
Who the hell is she?
She's the Green Party candidate.
Oh,
yeah, but the problem is the people who vote for her are really wasting their vote. And I'm not saying that she's not – she may not be a worthy candidate, but you're just wasting your vote because there is absolutely no chance she will win.
Trust me, she's not a worthy candidate.
Well, whether she is or she isn't, anybody who runs – is off the Democrat or the Republican is you know, it's just not going to work. You're wasted your time. It's not going to work. It's going to be Trump or it's going to be Hillary. That's it. End of story. We're fucked.
Well, we got
either one of them.
Gary Johnson and Bill Weld are running as libertarians. Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, Bill Weld, former governor of Massachusetts.
I remember
him. Vice president. And, you know, the problem there is, you know, the world's going to hell in a shitbag. And, you know, Johnson's a friggin' wuss. You know, and I think the first thing a next president's got to do is kick the shit out of the bad guys and keep us safe. And then get the F out of all the stuff we don't need to be in. You know, but the problem is we're in so much of it, and you just can't walk away like a little coward like the current president did.
Oh, well, I said I'd end the war, so I ended it.
Yeah, but you didn't finish it.
But I ended it.
No, you screwed it up. But the economy, look at all the months of growth.
Okay, you know, shut up.
The economy's for shit. Growth is like 0.2%. You know, there was 38,000 jobs created last month, and the government tries to tell us the unemployment rate went down. No, it didn't. More people just said, fuck it. We're not trying anymore. No, we need somebody who can create jobs, get the government out of the
friggin' six.
Trump could be a good president in a lot of ways, but he's such an asshole.
Well, but maybe that's what we need. Maybe we finally meet somebody that's not going to do things the way it's set up to be done. We need, I mean, here's a for instance. Okay, when President Obama or any president goes to sign a bill, it's like a whole fucking, it's a show. Just go in your fucking office, open your freaking notebook, sign the bill, and be done with it. But no, they got to take pictures and use six different pens and then hand the pens out and take more pictures and waste more fucking taxpayers' money. Just
is that what bothers you?
It all bothers me. Everything is just so fucking over the top, so dramatic. It's ridiculous.
What bothers me more than that, though, Slim, is all the things that Obama's done that weren't laws that he signed. He just made shit up and said, this is what we're doing.
And
our pussy ass Congress going, oh, it's not in the Constitution, but yeah, go right ahead, Barack, because
okay,
you're the first African-American president and you're a cool dude and we don't want to create waves.
Right. Well,
meanwhile, the Constitution goes to hell.
Well, but even those ones that he pushed through, like you're talking about, and I absolutely agree with you, other than the ones that he pushed through late on Friday night, so the media didn't pick up on him until Monday morning, you know, they were all done with a bunch of fanfare as well. I mean, you know, it's...
They always do the Friday night news dump.
Well, yeah, of
that's because everybody's already left.
I'm just wondering which Friday night Hillary's getting arrested.
None.
If they do, it's not going to happen until... Right at the end, right?
It's not going to happen until after the convention. That's for sure.
It's not going to happen until it can secure Obama a longer term in office.
Well, it's going to happen after the convention, after she's already nominated. That way, they can go back and put Biden in, and the Bernie Sanders people will already be done with their riots at the. You know, there's going to be riots in Cleveland because all these people going after Trump, and you know. Most of these people going after Trump also doing is getting the rest of the people out there in America looking at him going, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going to vote for Trump.
Well, hey, for $15 an hour, though, and you can get room and board and food and clothes. You can go be a Trump protester. So
if you're going to go, you're going to run around and wave the Mexican flag, burn the United States flag and start fist fights with people, spray mace on a woman's child, throw eggs in another woman's face, you know, from a couple of feet away. And this is what you're doing because you want to convince America to be on your side. Fuck you. Okay? I honestly was thinking about not voting for president. And after I saw what happened this past weekend, I'm probably going to go vote for the orange man. I honestly, it's like, screw it. I can't put that shrew bitch into office. And these are the people that I don't think are good Americans. These are the people that should be get the fuck out.
Well, here's the thing. If you weigh, everyone's like, oh, well, Trump is a horrible man, just like Hillary. I mean, Hillary's horrible.
Hillary's a horrible man, too.
Yeah, but you know, what has Trump done that's killed people? Nothing. He's been bankrupt. You know, he's shut down companies. But that's business. Hillary is so far beyond business in her things of doing wrong
that it makes Trump look like an angel. It really does. He may be harsh. Oh. He may be outspoken. He may be mean. But
there
you
go, making sense again.
He's not a criminal. Hillary is
a criminal.
Well, the problem is our he probably is. He cheats on his taxes and shit like all businessmen do. But the thing is,
if it's not getting caught by the IRS, it's just
I kind of like somebody who says fuck the IRS, you know.
Well, no, he just has a good bookkeeper. He knows how to get away with it. That's all. I mean,
yeah.
Well, maybe
think
not.
They run all these businesses, these big businesses, they run that gray line. You guys shouldn't. I mean, you guys know that they run the gray line. They run as close as they can without really kind of going over. And then there's ones that just plain go over the line and just could care less. See, I don't think Trump's that. I think he runs the line as close as he can.
No,
I don't think he's I don't think he's as dishonest as everybody seems to think.
He's got enough lawyers. He can go over. Don't worry about it. Now, I've opened small businesses all my life. You know, that's what I did. I help people run businesses and things. And there's no small business in America that doesn't keep a second set of books. Okay,
absolutely.
And just because you run a big business doesn't mean you're any different. So that's just the way it is. But at least he knows how to run a business, get people employed, pay them, you know, and do things like that. How's he going to be on foreign affairs? I don't know. I think he might be a wuss on foreign affairs too, but at least
I don't think he'll be a wuss. I just think he'll make some really strategic mistakes.
Well, I think the military will kind of grab him by the orange balls and tell him not to. I think Hillary hates the military, so she's not going to listen to him. I think Trump at least listened to him.
Well, again, the other thing too, it depends on who he surrounds himself with too. I mean, if he puts enough good people in his cabinet, he may not turn out to look like the big ass we all think he could. I mean, he may make some good decisions, you know, if he surrounds himself with the right people.
Yeah, but I don't think he has the ego to surround himself with the good people.
I think you have a very good point there. I think he wants to be
yes men.
Yeah, my worry
is
he's going to be just like Obama. You know, he's just going to do things and say fuck Congress and everything else. But I don't know. I don't think he's going to be as blatant as Obama was. Obama was hard. I mean, if there's a president that should have been impeached, it's him. He violated the Constitution so many effing ways, but nobody ever hears about it, talks about it, wants to do anything about it. Why not? Because he's black. And if you're against Obama, you're a racist. You're a racist. No, I just hate people who don't understand the Constitution and violate it all the time after they stuck their hand on a Bible and swore it up to hold it. You know, or a Koran or whatever the hell he used. Who knows? So, anyway, let's talk about something fun. Something important. Something that helps our audience.
Okay.
Because we're all about helping the audience.
That's right. Also cares.
We care. We care. We care big time. We're all
not
making
much, but we care.
We're all making hearts with our hands right now. And then our middle fingers come out.
I hate that.
That work.
Oh, that's so fucking gay. I have a donut kid when he catches donuts, if somebody comes up to the window, he'll literally jump right up in the window and do that heart thing. And I just want to strangle him every fucking time he does it. It's like, dude, you're gay. It's just gay. And he does it all. Oh, anyway.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being gay.
Oh, no, I know, but it's just.
I don't know.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I don't know. I don't know if this would work on gay guys, though. It's something we haven't really researched, but. We do have a health story. Actually, we've got two health stories. And this this first health story that we have here, it's for the women of America because we care. We really do care here at Off the Hook Radio. We want you to know, this is vitally important, that giving a man oral sex releases special hormones in the female body.
How do you make a hormone?
Don't pay her.
Right.
But it releases special hormones in the female body and causes the metabolism to peak, resulting in weight loss and a cure for depression. So if you're fat and depressed,
suck dick.
Suck dick. Or eatadick.com. I think my son bought that.
Did he?
You think he did?
Yeah, I think he did. Eatadick.com. There you go. Give my son a plug. No,
well, let's see.
Seriously.
www.
I'm going there.
There's science behind this.
This isn't still for sale. Make an offer.
Okay. And they haven't bought it yet. All right, he's thinking.
But, no porn company has purchased this?
Not yet. They must be asking too much.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not that much. They already checked it out.
Oh yeah, it was only like $199, I think, when I saw it. That's nothing.
Yeah. So, but apparently, it's absolutely true. There's a chemical reaction that takes place in a woman while she is pleasuring a man in that way. That releases hormones, and these hormones work on the woman's metabolism. It causes it to peak, and when your metabolism's working faster, you lose weight. Your metabolism's working faster. Yes, and when you're not fat, you're not depressed. So we cure depression, we cure overweight. I mean, look at America. Okay, we're a fat ass country. We are not having enough blowjobs in this country.
That's what it is. Is that why they're so skinny in Japan? They must be giving a lot of blowjobs.
Well, I think it's why Gwen Stefani is so skinny. You know, the story, if the stories about her are true, that's why she is just a narrow, narrow woman. Yeah. And, you know, hey, what Blake Shelton, what, he was dating her like 2 months. He goes, marry me. You know. Well, why do you think? Come on. He's Blake Shelton. He gave up, what's her name, Miranda Lambert. She's a hot little thing. She's adorable.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But compared to Gwen Stefani, give me that skinny bitch that can suck a dick. There you go. That's what we want to know. So there you go, ladies. If you're fat, if you're depressed, you now have the cure. Screw Jenny Craig. Forget Weight Watchers. You know, as much as I like Jennifer Hudson, ignore it. Don't do the Weight Watchers thing. Eat a dick.
I wonder how many men could actually go to their fat wife and say, or fat girlfriend, and say, want to lose weight, suck more dick.
I think there'll be more men trying it tonight than there would be yesterday.
I don't think so. I think they'd all be sleeping on the couch.
Well, guys, try it. Let us know how it works.
Right, we'll take a survey.
Wait. Time out for a second. We've been asked in the shout box, does it work both ways?
We're glad you asked. We're so glad you asked.
This is great.
Oh, my girl Esme from Texas, she wants to know if it works both ways. Yes, Esme, it does. We in our never-ending research to give you the most scientifically accurate show we can, we were frantically looking on pre-show to find this information, and we do. Studies show that eating pussy prevents cancer. I think every woman's pussy should have a Nike swoosh right above it. Just lick it. It's true. It can save you from fatal diseases such as cancer and heart disease.
Now, why? Why is this?
Well, according to research that's conducted at State University of New York.
How do you do the research?
Yeah, I'd love to know how.
I don't know, but I would have volunteered.
I'll be a test subject.
I want to test both theories, though. Okay, you know, it's like we'll call it the 69 experience. According to research that was conducted at the State University of New
Pfizer's
York,
Pfizer's going to buy the rights to this. You know that, don't you?
Well, yeah, we lost the splooge tour, so we're probably going to lose this too.
Yeah, we're
but
fucked.
The University of New York said the most important meal for a man is the vagina.
Wait, the University of New York. I mean, that's a.
Yeah.
Hell is the University of New York.
Now, check this out. Cancer-preventing hormones such as DHEA and oxytocin, not oxycontin, oxytocin. Okay. You know, you're not going to get high, pussy, okay? Come on, people. Flourish during cunnilingus.
University of New
Therefore,
York.
During the act, both the recipient and the performer are actively battling carcinogenic toxins. It's a win-win. So next time you dive deep, know that you're potentially shrinking tumors, fighting malignancy, and staving off a slow and painful death.
I'm going to go to work and tell everybody this.
Yeah, and if you can't, here's another little tip for you, since we're trying to give you the full gamut to make your night complete. If you can't find a partner, that's not a problem. Women are DIY friendly. That's do-it-yourself. Playing with yourself does the same thing. So beat that shit like you. It owes you money. Remember, you're fighting cancer. Research has pointed to the sedative and relaxing effect of oxytocin and other endorphins released during an orgasm, which is why masturbation is a great way to deal with stress. They also found that orgasms relieve migraines. There's good news for the fellas, too. Basically, there's evidence to suggest that prostate massage in men actually does reduce the risk of prostate cancer. So there you go. The gay community is covered, too. Okay? There you go. Plus, on women, the G-spot stimulation cleanses the urethra and can prevent urinary tract infections. So basically, America, you need to fuck more. You're unhealthy, you're fat, you're depressed, you're getting cancer right and left. Nookie. Nookie is the cure.
It's the answer.
Nookie is the answer.
That's why we always said in the 60s, make love, not war.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work, just buy some alcohol.
We know, we know, and getting back to our pride, we know Trump and Hillary don't have it either.
Christy says, what if you're a lesbian? Well, then you're licking pussy all the time. You won't get cancer.
That's right.
There you go. This is good. You know, the gay community, get the prostate thing going. You get the lesbian pussy cancer cure. You know, and heterosexuals can just do 69 and everybody benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Eat a dick.
.com.
Eat a pussy. .com. There you go. See, aren't you glad you listen to the show, people? I mean, where else are you going to get this kind of care, this kind of scientific research in an hour on a Monday night?
That's right.
It just isn't going to happen. No. We are here for you.
We care, kind of.
Yes. We care.
Yes, Christy agrees there needs to be more fucking in America. That is our kind of listener right there. Thank you, Christy. Very good.
So what happens when I go to work tomorrow and I start telling all the girls at work about this? Am I looking at like a sexual harassment suit?
It'll be the Zip and CB show next week.
We found a picture of Gwen Stefani ready to do what she does best. Okay, we're going to put that in the shout box, too.
I sent you a meme.
Yeah, I just put it in the shout box. Gavin's dick goes here. Why do you think Gwen Stefani is so damn skinny? That girl can eat a dick like nobody's business. So, anyway. Speaking of eatadick.com, they should make a reality show about that.
They should.
Because it would probably be the most important reality show in the country, all over the place. Because we've got the reality show breakdown. The states of reality, from Florida's obsession with Shark Tank to Nebraska's love for The Bachelor. We have a map revealing which shows are most popular in each state. All right. Texas and Florida is Shark Tank, along with Illinois.
Yeah, I thought this was pretty cool, actually.
American Idol was hot in North Carolina, Mississippi. Where else? Oh, Arkansas? No, that's Missouri. Missouri, yeah. Okay, so that's good. Now, here's the thing. Montana, okay? Montana, it's cold. You're lonely. There's not many people per capita. You know, there's more cows in Montana than there are people, right? Their favorite show is Naked and Afraid.
It's probably the story of their life.
They are really, really, really lonely. Really lonely. My former state, Pennsylvania, has got Dance Moms as a favorite show, and I had to look that up.
Apparently,
that's like a wicked-ass show.
Yeah, this lady, I got to be careful what I say because I don't need the FBI and the CIA showing up my door. But quite honestly, that lady just needs to be shot. She is a fucking
She's that bad?
Oh, she is horrible. I don't know how.
Didn't she get in a lot of trouble at one point?
Oh, she's
gotten. Didn't she lose the show?
Yeah, she's gotten into more trouble than. Yeah, she is just dramatic. Like way over the top, mean, nasty. It's all about her. I would never let my kid
dance for her. I wouldn't let my kid dance in a
competition.
This is
the show
I'd
never even heard
at.
Of, let alone seen, and it's the number one show in Pennsylvania.
Well, I think isn't she? Where was her original place from? Wasn't it?
I have no idea.
I'm not sure. I thought maybe that was where it was from.
Yeah, you got Duck Dynasty in three states. You got The Apprentice in a couple of states. You got Hoarders in a lot of states: Michigan, Indiana, Nebraska, New Mexico, and Montana. The Hoarders.
I like the fact that Sister Wives was the big show in Utah.
And Pawn Stars in Nevada.
But yeah, I thought that was, both of those were extremely appropriate, I thought.
All right, but
and maybe Duck Dynasty down south.
The West Coast is what really bothers me. Project Runway in Washington State. America's Next Top Model in Oregon. And in California and Arizona, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Another Ryan Seacrest money-making adventure.
Oh, I don't know how that makes any money. I really don't.
Right.
I don't.
The only show that's on here that I've ever seen other than American Idol, and I think I saw Duck Dynasty like once, is New York State's favorite show, which I actually liked. RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh.
That show cracked me up.
It's sad because I live in New York and I've never watched the show.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I like
Will. I live in Massachusetts and I have watched Project Runway.
Well, I haven't even watched that one.
Well, I mean, Zip has never seen, didn't even know Dance Moms exists.
No.
He was from Pennsylvania. You don't watch RuPaul's Drag Race, and you're in New York. But I have watched Project Runway, and I'm in Massachusetts.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Probably absolutely
oh,
not.
Yeah, Project, that's number one there. The Massachusetts.
Yep. Oh, you know, I'm very surprised that North Carolina wasn't finding Bigfoot, because isn't that where Locke lives?
You got to have more than one person watching the show.
Well, South Carolina's Naked and Afraid, so maybe Locke just lives one state too far north.
Well, yeah. Well, North Carolina was American.
I don't think Locke's afraid.
Well, maybe not, but he does like to be naked.
Pretty interesting. I thought it was a neat chart when I found it the other day. Something different.
All right. Well, you guys go shopping all the time, right?
Gee, I don't live near civilization, so the answer is no.
what kind of shopping? Order everything from Amazon or what?
I'll tell you, most of the stuff I get is from Amazon.
I just ordered a grocery box this morning.
A grocery box?
Yeah, second time. It's like $5.99 to get a grocery box delivered, but so you got to fill it up. You got to buy a bunch of crap to make up your $5.99, but the stuff's all cheaper than any of the stores.
You know, oh, so it's your groceries. You have your groceries
yeah,
delivered.
Yeah, coffee, creamer, so. Peanut butter, tuna.
Okay, you know, okay, okay.
Stuff I use on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You go in there and you can order like eight of them and you don't feel bad. I mean, if you go to the grocery store and you buy eight coffee creamers off the shelf, everybody's going to be pissed at you because you didn't leave any left for anybody else.
Fuck them. They should have got there before you.
Yeah, but it costs like $3.49. You go to Amazon and you can buy eight of them and they're like $2.69 a piece. Yeah, sure. You know.
Oh, so you got the grocery box from Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know, like, Stop and Shop around here has something called Peapods, where you tell them what you want and they'll bring it to you.
Yeah. Well, a store I don't like, but I have been in twice, I think, in my life, and both times I didn't buy anything. It was just like, oh, you can find that at Target. So I went to Target, but I never found what I was looking for. But apparently. The people that were in this is Kroger's? Oh, I'm sorry, it was Kroger's. I thought it was Target. My bad. It was in Ohio. May 31st, a judge ordered an Ohio man to stay away from the Kroger store in his neighborhood. The reason he was ordered to stay away is because Colin Murphy was arrested last Sunday following a repulsive incident inside the Kroger's market in the Hyde Park neighborhood of Cincinnati, where he lives. Yeah, so nothing like shitting where you eat. Oh, did I say that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently Murphy entered the Kroger's and stripped naked in front of a male employee. The suspect, the police noted, smelled of alcohol and had slurred speech and staggered. But he disrobed.
Disrobe.
And then he gets up on the grocery checkout thing, and he shit right on the You Scan It.
He wanted to see how much it cost.
Yeah, but does this shit have a barcode?
Yeah.
No, they judge it by the pound.
Wow, then they have to look at it. You have to look it up in the damn fruit book.
Price check.
Yeah, price check on drunk shit. Aisle 14. Huh. Dude lives 2 miles away from this Kroger. Where the fuck is he going to buy groceries once he sobers up? His bail was set at $2,000, and he's barred from returning to the soiled Kroger's.
Barred or barcoded?
Who had to clean that up? Oof.
He's scheduled for a June 1st pretrial hearing. I hope the hell he goes to jail. He goes to jail. Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody goes in that Kroger's now is going to go, which aisle did he shit in?
Which register was it?
You might as well just rip it out now and buy new ones. It's one of those You Scan It things, you know, where you self-check out, where they don't have an employee.
So, he got right up there and
he
shit.
He got right up on top of it and took a dump. You know, I guess he was afraid if he got on one with a clerk, they'd hit the little button and then move the belt and he'd fall right in his own shit. Because I'd have sure as hell done that.
Oh, no. Oh, it'd even be worse. That's your checkout. You got to clean it. Oh.
I don't care. Bastard shit on my checkout. I'm going to make him sit in it.
Oh.
Yeah, toilet paper's in aisle 3, jerk off. Go buy some. Yeah, that's Colin, and his name's Colin.
Colin?
Yeah, Colin Murphy. He emptied his at the Kroger's. So you're in Cincinnati. Hey, what's that lady that listens to our other show that's now over, so we're not famous anymore? What's her name? She's from Cincinnati, isn't she? Jan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should check with Jan, see if Jan shops at that Kroger's or if she knows this guy.
Tell her to stay the fuck away from that Kroger's.
Yeah, this is probably one of the guys that hits on her and she complains about.
Maybe.
So a man pooped on a self-checkout. There you go, America. So don't worry about it. Just do like Gwen Stefani. Go home and eat a dick. You'll be fine. You'll be happy. You'll be skinny. Everything will be okay. And, you know, if your husband smokes, tell him, hey, get down there and eat some, buddy. You don't want to die. You don't want to die from the big C.
That's right.
Get busy, bitch.
That's right.
Say hi. Tell him, ladies. Tell him.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
better.
LJ was famous this week. LJ blew up North Korea.
Yeah, he got his little rocket thing for his birthday, which he liked. It's a great kid toy because you have to run and jump on the thing to send the rocket up in the air. Then you have to go run and chase the rocket. And yeah, you got it. That's exactly why I bought it. Yep.
So there you go, LJ. You are famous. Just don't ever listen to the show.
Never listen.
All right. We're done. We're out of here.
We have done our duty for society.
I guess. We care, so.
Saving lives.
One day at a time.
Eat a dick.
Saving lives, one dick at a time.
I looked to see if there was a song called Eat a Dick, but.
I'm sure there is.
Oh, there is. Oh, I just lost it.
Is it that bad?
I don't know. Here, let's see what it says. I don't know. I have no idea who it is. Let's see how bad it is. If it'll ever play. I don't know. Fuck. Maybe not. All right, we're done. It ain't playing. Have a good night.
Ah, screw it. Yeah, play your own music, then eat a dick. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Maybe it'll play now. We don't have time. Oh, well. Good night.
Hey, we're better.